Sorry we're late. I had some things to take care of, but we're back here on joystick.tv and, of course, all the other sites I'm on with more Eternum. Let's go ahead and get started. I'm finally here. A college party, baby. And before I've attended a single class. You're too excited, Grim. If you think this is gonna be like American Pie, you'll be disappointed. Hey, there's a passed out Power Ranger next to a bottle of vodka by the entrance. That's promising. Fair enough. In any case, I'm sure it'll be fun. I mean, as long as you two are here, I can't ask for more. The music's very loud, isn't it? That's one of the advantages of having a building with no neighbors, I guess. Nobody can complain. And they do this every year? It looks amazing. Is this the first time you've come, Nova? Yeah. They do it every year for Halloween, yeah. Cool. Yesterday this place looked nothing like this. Everything seems much more boring on a normal day. Alright, I think I see Judith at the counter. You should ask her before going in. She's the main organizer for all the events. On it! It's a free roam. Kinda. I should ask at the counter before going anywhere. You approach the counter and wait for the girl to notice you. Grim looks pretty good in his costume too, don't you think? Yeah. It makes him look very fit. I thought the same thing. Yeah, you know. Can I tell you a secret, Nova? Of course. Of course, my mind is a steel trap. But you gotta promise me you won't tell anyone. I'd never, my lips are sealed. Okay, I think I might have a little crush on Grim.
You what?
Isn't it crazy? I've never been attracted to guys younger than me, but I don't know, he's really cute.
Are you sure?
I think so. I thought it was just a temporary thing, but shit, I don't know anymore. I mean, I saw him naked in the shower earlier today, and holy fuck, girl. You have no idea how much that turned me on.
Naked?
I feel like I'm 15 again. But he might not be into me like that, so keep it secret.
Of course.
I just needed to tell this to someone so much. It feels great to have a bestie I can tell stuff like this to. But anyway, let's link back up with him. He'll probably think we're conspiring together or something.
Yeah, and we're not.
Oh my god, Penelope told me a secret. A big one. And she called me her bestie. I'm the confidant of the most popular girl in college. Me. But holy shit, did she say that she has a crush on Grim too?
Wait, two?
I don't have a crush on Grim. Yeah, he's cute, he's funny, he likes what I like, he has a great body, he's super kind, he's a badass in Eternum. And, well, I did spend more than a week drawing a manga for him. Yes, I did, okay? But that doesn't mean anything. We're just friends. Friends. Do I like being with him? I mean, yeah, sure. Was what happened in the Egyptian server kind of hot when it should have been scary? Maybe. Do I think of him when I'm alone? Yeah, sometimes. A lot of times. Most of the time. What? Would I like to have something with him?
Oh my god, I would. I have a crush on Grim.
When did this happen? What am I supposed to do now? Okay, there's no need to panic, Nova. Just act as suave as usual. Nothing happened. So what if my new bestie Penny and I have a crush on the same boy? Nova! I know nothing! I swear she didn't tell me anything! It's a secret I can't tell!
What?
Yeah, sure, I'm coming. Sorry, I was distracted. Oh, and tell Costa the pool is closed. I can't have a rerun of last year. Hi there. Oh, hi. Welcome to the University of Cretan's annual Halloween party. Thanks, can we go in? Of course, after paying the $49 fee.
What? Really?
I thought it was free. It is for college students, but as you can imagine, we can't let every random dude from the town come scrounging. It's an open bar and there's free food.
charging $49 is a little less than an outright gift. Yeah, I guess you're right. And speaking of college students, it's so nice to see you here, Penelope. You look spectacular. Thank you, Judith. You know I wouldn't miss a party organized by you. Oh, you're too kind. I'll pay the fee, too. I know how much work it involves every year. Nonsense! You don't have to pay a cent. You're the star of this show. I wouldn't say that, but all right. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. You have to pay, though. We accept dollars and eternals. Wallet number E-0XA5096F333. Okay. I just sent you the money. I hope it's worth it. Got it. Thank you for your contribution. Enjoy the party. I plan to. And now you, baby. Pony up. I understand the confusion. I guess I do look pretty much unrecognizable. I'm Nova. Nova Johnson. It doesn't ring a bell. Whoops. Why the hell does no one ever remember me? I'm a natural ginger, long curly hair, I wear an eye patch during the day. Are you over 18? Oh, come on, Judith, we're taking three glasses together. I'm the one who slipped and fell down in the cafeteria 4 days ago. Class, I remember you. All your pencils flew away and the cupcake landed on top of your laptop. That was hysterical. That is one seriously selective memory. Okay, you can all pass. Enjoy the party, guys. Thanks. Alright, we're all set. You ready? Absolutely. Follow me. I want to introduce you to Lily and Marco. They're my friends from journalism class. Sure thing. Ah, I want to go to journalism class. I've got a lot of experience with that. Oh, yeah. I want to introduce you to all my friends, too, Grim. I used to be a journalist. John, Navarra, Annie? Our Annie? No, not our Annie, another one. Annie Summers. Can't wait to meet them all. Well, we'll see. Maybe they didn't come. They're not party people. I see. Oh my god! Your Idril costume is amazing, Penelope! Oh, thank you! And look at those giant bags of milk! They're magnificent! What? Thanks, I guess? Can I take a photo of you? Sure, no prob... She said yes! Come with me! What? There's no good lighting here. Grim, help! Save me! The girl drags Penelope away. What the hell just happened? What? A brand new Intel Xeon Dragon X? Yeah, so they said. And I just have to win a game? Yep, in pairs. But if you're interested, you should join ASAP. I think there's only one spot left to participate. Turn left and go to the cafeteria. Then ask for a Kira-san. Oh, okay, thank you. Did you hear that, Grim? A brand new Intel Xeon Dragon X. A what? The best CPU on the market. That thing alone costs more than $4,000. Holy shit, that's even more than neural implant. Do you know the things I could do with one of those, Grim? I need it. And they're giving it away? It's the prize for winning a game. In pairs. You gotta help me. You can count on me, although maybe we're late. That guy said they... Fuck no! This game is the reason I'm here tonight. It's my destiny. We can't lose. But you don't even know about it 3 minutes ago. I'll run to get a spot. I'll wait for you there. But... Nova starts running and disappears into the crowd. What the hell is happening? They've left you all alone. Very funny. I'm happy my predicament is at least giving someone pleasure. It seems like you'll be in for a fun night. You have no idea. Alright, grab a drink and have some fun. If you need any directions, I'll be here. Thanks. Okay, so... Nova to the left, Penelope to the right. This promises to be a bumpy night. I should grab a drink. No, we're not doing that. I didn't know you could just leave. Like there's much else you could do, but of course I study here. Computer science. Sup? Ah, hi, Grim. This is my partner for the game. Hi, you must be Akira. Akira-san to you. You gotta show some respect, boy. It's gonna be kind of a challenge given that you're not even wearing pants, but sure, Akira-san. I heard you're running a game. That's correct. And the prize is no small reward. An almost brand new Intel Xeon Dragon X, the best CPU on the market. Why are you giving it away? I'm a robotics and hardware engineer. I created my own processing unit faster and better than any other in the world. So I decided to give away my old CPU since it's of no use to me anymore. Wow, that's actually very generous of you. It's not about generosity. The winners must prove their value. Only a truly worthy pair deserves the victory. A piece of hardware like this must be in the hands of outstanding students. That would be us. We're super worthy. You'll have to prove that. You must answer a question before I allow you to participate. You know, as a filter. Shoot. Straight to the point, eh? I like it. Alright. What is packaging a microprocessor, and what are different types of packaging available? Fuck. That's when you package the... Packaging is the process of connecting a microprocessor with the computer's motherboard. The types of microprocessor packaging are PGA, SPGA, ESECC, and LGA. Okay, I learned that a couple months ago when I was trying to figure out how to, you know, put the computer together. And that's just what I was about to say. So yeah, I could say I've put my computer together several times. Now. Well, well, well. Finally somebody knows what she's talking about. Very well, girl. Haskell, Dolores, you have your rivals. I was hoping to get that CPU without playing the game, but beating you will be even better. Nice to meet you. There are no other contestants? They tried, but no one passed Akira's filter. It's funny seeing them all get... seeing them get all of his questions wrong. Well, I'm sorry to spoil the party, but you'll have no luck tonight. We're taking that CPU home. Right, Nova? Hell yeah. We'll see about that. There's no way on earth we're losing to two freshman rookies. What do you mean, freshman? I'm in my third year. Ha! We'll make you eat your words. The game is simple. 90 minutes, 5 challenges. You'll be competing against Haskell and Dolores. The team with the most points after completing all 5 challenges is the winner. Got it? Are you ready to begin? Yeah, let's go for it. We're ready. Excellent. Let's get started then. This is our first challenge, ladies and gentlemen. I like to call it the drinking. What do we have to do? Simple, the team who can drink more beer in 10 minutes gets the point. Really? I thought your challenges would be more computer-related. There are 2 things I know something about in this life, Grim. Computers and parties. My winner must demonstrate being the king of both. Scared of a little drinking, Grim? You need to be home before 12? Shut up, horse face, I'll knock you out.
All right, how are your drinking skills, Nova? They're probably not the best. I never drink. Okay, well, don't worry. I got you. Just do what you can. Me and my fast metabolism will do the rest. Yes, sir, that's me. I mean, I can put them down, but they'll come back up. We're winning this. Hell yes. Thank you for helping me, Grim. Hey, a game where I get to drink free beer? I do this every week. Now let's show them what they're dealing with. Yeah. Oof. I'm really, really drunk, Grim. I'm not sure I can drink anymore. What are you talking about? You didn't even finish your first one. But I weigh like 100 pounds. I can't... I don't have your tolerance. With all your height, your muscles, and your big arms and... legs, I think we're fucked. But damn it, now you've given me the hiccups too. Do you surrender? There's only 1 minute left and we're 2 beers ahead. No way! I can drink more! You finish your 5th beer in less than 10 minutes. Boy, that's a lot of beers. Woo! God, the worst part is having to drink them all so fast. And I've never seen this beer. I'm pretty sure it has a higher amount of alcohol than usual. Maybe I shouldn't drink anymore if I don't want to end the night early. But I don't want to let Nova down either. Ah, fuck it. 6! And I'm fine. Better than fine. I've never been finer. Hey! Who's spinning the table? You fall to the ground like a cut down tree. Grim! Grim! Oh shit, what happened? Nova? Oh fuck, did I pass out? Yeah, you've been sleeping for the past 30 minutes. Those two bastards won the CPU. We'll try it again. Stop here! Are you gonna drink or not? Maybe not. We should stop here, Nova. Think about it, if we're not drunk, we'll do better in the other challenges. Oh, very clever. That settles it then. Haskell and Dolores win the first point. Piece of cake. We're just giving them a free head start. Alright guys, time for our second challenge. I call it the hunt. What are we hunting? Simple. The team who can bring me the bra with a larger cup size wins. A bra. And what are you gonna do with it, you old pervert? Nothing, it's just for science. You have another 10 minutes. The time starts now. Can we give you your own? Is that allowed? Good question, my lovely Dolores. Yes, it is allowed. Just remember, the biggest one when the time runs out gets the point. I see. In that case, we start with a great advantage. What do you mean by... In that case, we start with a great advantage. Ha ha. Don't worry, Nova. We got this. We have an unbeatable trump card to play here. We have to find Penny. Yes! I'll go get her. Do you have a plan B? She wasn't wearing a bra because of her costume, so maybe she doesn't have one here. I mean, I think so. I'm not sure. I didn't look that closely. Oh, I did. She wasn't wearing a bra. The only thing holding her big boobas was the net of Israel's dress. I'll go ask around in case she doesn't have one here. Okay, I'll see you back here in 10 minutes. Gotcha. Good luck. Penny doesn't seem to be here. But that girl is the one who dragged her off. I'll go ask her. Hi, handsome. Oh, hello there. I'm Regina. Don't think we've met before, Apollo. Close, Eros. I'm Grim. Nice to meet you, Regina. I see. Can I help you somehow, Grim? Actually, yeah, I'm looking for Penelope. Penelope Carter. Do you know her? Oh, of course I do. How could I not know the most popular girl in our beautiful town? She just left. She had an unfortunate incident. What? What happened? She was super clumsy and accidentally ran into this bucket full of beer.
She went into the locker room to fix her pretty hair and get changed into something else. She'll have a terrible smell all night, poor girl. The bucket you're holding right now? You did this? Oopsie. I guess I was a little clumsy too. Whoops. You did that on purpose? Of course not. As I said, it was just an unfortunate incident. But tell me a bit about yourself. Are you her boyfriend? Not really. We're just friends. I've been in Creighton for just a couple of months. Interesting. I like your style, Grim. You definitely deserve someone better than Penelope to accompany you at this party. Better than the most popular girl in college? That'd be hard to find. Well, that depends on whether you prefer a dumb, boring, walking piece of titty meat or something spicier. What? Anyway, I should leave this bucket in the cafeteria. I'll see you around, Grim. Did this girl try to sabotage Penelope's costume on purpose? Sure sounded like it. Anyway, I'll go check the locker room she mentioned. Or I guess I could wait for her here, but if I do that, I probably won't make it back to Nova in time. Oh, the college locker rooms that Penny mentioned before. There's no Halloween decorations in here. Doesn't seem to be part of the party. Penny, you there? Grim? Yeah, it's me. Someone told me you'd be here. Something about a bucket full of beer? Are you alone? Yep, it's only me here. You hear a locker closing across the room. Hey there. Hey, Penny. Are you having fun? I am. What about you, though? Are you okay? Will you be able to save your dress? Nah, it's all stained and sticky, and it smells awful. Look at my hair. It's all greasy. I'm sorry to hear that. You were rocking the party with your Idril costume. What a bummer. I'd like to think it was just bad luck, but I know that Regina bitch isn't very fond of me. I'm sure she did that on purpose. Oh yeah, I talked to her. I think she's jealous of you. Very jealous. Interesting way to channel her frustration. What are you gonna do then? Go back to the party, of course. That's not gonna stop me. I have a dress in my locker that I can wear. I mean, it's not a costume, but it'll do the trick. And I'll have to shampoo my hair. It's completely ruined. I'll make myself a ponytail or something to muddle through. This is gonna take a while, so don't worry about me. I'll join the party again when I'm ready. Alright, we'll be around. So, do you need anything, or are you just missing me? Oh, true. I almost forgot. It's a long story, but Nova and I joined a game that a weird guy with a painted-on mustache organized. There are some challenges, and the prize is a next-gen processor. A really good one. The current challenge is finding a bra and bringing it back to him. The team who gets the biggest one wins. I see. And you thought of asking your big-titty blonde bimbo friend to lend you hers, right? You know I don't think that of you. Of course, of course. Oh, I thought I had my blue bra here. What have I done with it? I don't remember seeing it in my drawer at home. Mom must be taking my clothes again. You and Nancy share your lingerie? She steals mine. She says she does it unintentionally because we use about the same cup size, but I'm not buying that. Oh boy. Anyway, I just have this one. Will this do? For sure. You don't need it? Nah, don't worry. It's all yours. You know, you don't have to cover yourself. It's just me here. I'm fine, thank you. Not even a little peek for your manager? Nope. I don't want to distract you from this game of yours. And I need to wash my hair before it's too late. See ya. You're evil. And after the game? After the game, who knows? The night is young. Goodbye, Grim. Bye, Penny. Oh boy, she sure loves to tease me. Alright, I've got the bra. Back to the cafeteria. Ah, Grim, just in time. I couldn't find anything, I'm sorry. What about you, any luck? Yes, I got it. Aw, oh, sweet. I knew Penny wouldn't let us down. Okay, gentlemen, show me your hunt. All yours. You hand Penelope's bra to Akira. My God! Enormous cup size, but a small band. The girl wearing this was slim but with huge boobs. No cheating here. What a magnificent piece. Can I keep it? No. Aw, that's too bad. Well, in any case, Grimm and Nova win the second challenge. Really? Where the fuck did you find that? A magician never explains his tricks. Bah! This is getting interesting, guys. You're tied. And now it's time for the third challenge of the night. This is the polygraph. Please sit around the table. This entire challenge revolves around one of my greatest inventions. Akira puts a strange, heavy-looking machine on top of the table. The DKtron ZLF-9000. Not a very commercial name. It's not the final name. But anyway, what matters is that it works. The DKtron ZLF-9000 serves the same purpose as any other polygraph. But it doesn't require cables or annoying connections. It is capable of detecting lies just by analyzing your voice. Really? Just like that? Just like that. See for yourself. The capital of Germany is Toronto. When you tell a lie, an alarm is triggered and that red bulb lights up. Wow, that's honestly impressive. It's true what they say about you in the department. You're brilliant. Of course, it only works if I'm aware that I'm lying. If I really believe that Toronto is the capital of Germany, the DKtron would detect it as a lie. And what does the fog button do? What? The orange button. It produces fog. What else would it do? What? It emits a dense vapor that appears similar to smoke. But why? Why what? Why the hell does a polygraph have a fog feature? Why not? It creates ambience. If you wanted to buy a polygraph and there was a model that releases fog and another one that doesn't, which one would you buy? Same price. Can I press it? No. Hello, can we start or not? Can you leave your fog business conversations for later? Ah, yes, sorry. The challenge is simple. We just have to hold a conversation for 5 minutes. The first team to lie 10 times loses. No, 10 lies in 5 minutes? Why would anyone do that? Probably no one, unless you have something to hide. I certainly don't. You have nothing to worry about then. We shall begin. The time starts now. Tell me, Dolores, how old are you? I'm 23. What are you studying, Haskell? Engineering, although I'm very far from your level. I usually escape with a C-. Do you study here too, Grimm? I don't. I'm still in high school, actually. I moved to Creighton a couple months ago as part of a student exchange program. When was the last time you masturbated, Nova? Wait, what? Why am I the only one who gets asked a lewd question? Just a question like any other. Tell me, when was the last time you touched yourself? I don't remember. Oh, first lie of the night! First lie, ladies and gentlemen! What? You do remember. Come on, don't be such a prude. We're just having fun. I'll answer too. I think it was last Sunday. Last time? 2 days ago. I'm starting to like this game. Were you watching porn? Well, yeah. What kind of porn do you like? I don't want to say it! If you don't answer the questions, you lose the challenge. What? That wasn't part of the rules. Whatever, I'll start. I like group sex, squirting, and interracial. Oh, and lesbian. Well, lesbian can be alright. Yuri stuff, you know. I like, I'm not sure. Normal porn. Second lie of the night. Okay. I even knew better than that. Jeez. It depends on the day. I like roleplay videos. And hentai. And porn games. Well, don't we all? Isn't that why we're here? Are you not entertained? Porn games like
press A to get fucked? It's not that simple. Of course not. They're visual novels, but for adults with sex. And good stories. You wouldn't understand it. Yes, good stories. Absolutely. It sounds like I said, but with extra steps. Porn categories, huh? I like big tits and... Shut up, Haskell. No one cares. So, Nova, no lesbian category like Dolores. Not really. But I like threesome videos or group sex. Like various girls in the same scene. Does that make me lesbian? I don't know. Have you ever been with a girl? No. But if you had to hook up with another girl, who would it be? What? I don't know. I hate this machine! But probably Penelope, I guess. I've always admired her, and now that we're friends and we share some interests, I don't know. If I had to do it, it'd be her. Penelope Carter? That IG model in the journalism program? Please, she doesn't even know you exist. Of course she does. We're besties. Besties, I follow her Insta and I never seen you there. Because she met me not that long ago? But we play a tournament together. That doesn't mean anything. Have you gone to a trip with her? Have you gone on a trip with her? Do you usually go to lunch together? Have you seen each other naked? Actually, I have, smart ass. What? I mean, I saw some photos on her laptop when she lent her personal laptop to you. Not exactly. I saw them remotely. What, are you a hacker or something? Oh, what? Of course not. Okay, maybe something like that, but I just took a peek. And I haven't done anything like that in weeks. Not since Grimm made me realize it was wrong. And I'll never do it again, I swear! I'd lend my laptop to my Dolores without hesitation. I have nothing to hide. Yeah, I would too, honey. Oh, okay, maybe not. But it's a natural reaction. I had some bad experiences with my ex. Your ex, huh? How many boys have you been with? Four. Four? When we started dating, you told me I was your third. Did I? You must be misremembering it. Huh? What does this mean? Didn't you tell me I was your third? I didn't. I mean, when we started dating, I'd been with four guys already. I'll break this fucking piece of junk. You cheated on me? Of course not, sweetie. How could you? It was just a kiss. Okay, this machine is completely broken. It was a little more than a kiss. And why am I the only one answering things? Have you ever cheated on your boyfriend? Who, me? Grim and I aren't even dating. We're just friends. What about your other relationships? I've never been in a serious relationship. Ha! Really? More of a one-night stand, girl, eh? Are your knees skinned from all the heads you go around giving? What are you talking about? My knees are smooth as hell. How many boys have you slept with? That's none of your business. You have to answer. Akira said so. How many? Slept with? I don't know. Stop saying you don't know things you don't know, Nova. We're gonna lose. Okay, sorry. Still waiting. How many guys have you had sex with? Sex? As in sex? Sex? What kind of question is that? Yes, sex sex. I'm not sure. A few? What? Wait, are you a virgin? No. This machine is broken. There's nothing wrong with that, Nova. I know, but I'm not. Shut up! Oh my god, you're still a virgin. How old are you? Shut up! That's cute. You must be looking forward to having someone with whom you can test all your kinky desires. I'm not! Can someone turn this shit off? Do you want Grimm to deflower you? What? No! Ladies and gentlemen, it's over. Nova activated the DK Tron 10 times. Dolores and Haskell get the point. I'm glad this thing is over. This machine of yours doesn't work, Akira. What a scam. Yeah, I've got to agree with Nova on that. You need to fix it. For a moment, I believed it was legit. Well, I really can't comment on it. I barely talked. You can deceive yourselves all you want. My machines are perfect. But anyway, let's move on to the next challenge. You have to follow me to the auditorium and put on the clothes you'll find by the entrance. What for? You'll see soon enough. This is the other world. Ah, yes. That's more like it. Now this is a party I can fit in at. I'll admit this is the last thing I was expecting to do tonight. Looks like I can't escape from Eternum no matter how hard I try. I feel right at home wearing this. Not that the Jinx costume is uncomfortable or anything, but there's something about the E suit. It feels like a second skin. Yep, I gotta agree on that. Yeah, I love it too. It really emphasizes the curves of the body. It works better than a pair of leggings. It can make the flattest of butts pop. Right, Nova? What do you mean, right, Nova? Are you implying that I have a flat butt because I have a better ass than you? Oh, please, you're drunk, girl. Don't let alcohol embarrass you. I'm not. Well, I'm a bit drunk, but that doesn't change anything. Don't feel bad. Everyone has their qualities. I have a great body, and you have, that funny glass eye of yours. It's not made of glass, and you won't change my mind. There are literally only three things I'm confident in. My computer skills, my marksmanship, and my butt. I have a decent butt. We even used it in a heist as a distraction. I take it back. I have a great butt. Is that what your mother tells you? Well, yes, but she's telling the truth. She always tells me everything I do wrong, which is a lot. So when she gives me a compliment, I know it's true. Dahlia said so too. And she has the best one I've seen. She said I have good muscle genetics or something like that. I have no clue who Dahlia is, but fine. Let's let the guys decide, shall we? Who has the best butt? Nova or me? Fine. Whatever you want. Well, I'm not saying this because Nova is my... friend, but she clearly has the best ass here. Ha, see? Well, duh, what's he supposed to say? Haskell? It's obvious that you have the best butt, Dolores. Clearly, it's much better looking. Meh. Okay, guys, please take a seat. I hope no one left their Eternum neural implant at home. You get it? Because it can't be taken out. No? Okay, sit down. This one will be the easiest challenge, Grim. Between Dion and your powers, we'll destroy them. I'll send you an invite. Please join the server and wait for further instructions. Okay, guys, so the last game of the party involves Eternum. So before we go back into Eternum, let's take a week to think about what's just happened. Because it's not going to be another week until we're back with more Eternum on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm sorry, guys. You'll just have to wait. I got things to do, like shower and get ready for bed. So I'm out. Later.